I've never counted, but there are a lot of healing stories in the Gospels. A lot of stories about Jesus healing people of various sicknesses, various infirmities. And I suspect there's a temptation for us sometimes to, in a sense, dismiss them, to kind of say to ourselves, oh yeah, that's another healing story. We've heard that, or we heard a story like it before. We hear them all the time. And yet, those stories tend to have a uniqueness about them. And often that's the thing we need to be focusing on. What are the details of the story? What is the author, in this case St. Mark, trying to say to us? One of the things in this story that we need to focus on is where it takes place. It takes place, it says, in the Decapolis. That was an area near Judea, but pagan territory. And so Jesus is outside of the territory where people believe in the true God. And there is where he works his miracle. What is Mark saying to us? Well, already there, it's a very clear indication that Jesus has come for more than just the Jews. He has come for all people, regardless of their race, their nationality, their language. He has come to bring healing to all people. Now, there's other details in the story, too. And another one that is kind of significant is there is no name given to the man that Jesus heals. He remains nameless. And some wonder if maybe that wasn't another way that Mark was trying to say something to us. That he didn't come just to heal this one person. He came to bring healing to each and every one of us, regardless of what our name might be. He came for us all of us are the objects of his love, of his care, his compassion. The other thing really unique about this story is the physicalness of it. He touches the man's ear. He puts spittle on his tongue. A very physical way of bringing about the healing. Then he says the word, Ephatha, be opened. One commentator says, Jesus knew that each of us needs something different to be touched. That man apparently needed that physical touch. And Jesus touched him and healed him. It was a very personal healing. He didn't just heal him like in general. Touched him in the way that he needed to be touched. What is the relevance for us today? How is this story relevant to us? Well, let's go back to the fact that Jesus was in pagan territory. People that did not believe in the God of the Jews. That healing of his hearing could have significance much deeper. Not only healing his ability to hear with his ears, but to hear with his heart. People who were deaf to the Word of God. Isn't that somewhat the situation in which the gospel is often preached today? We live in a society that is secular, that has, in a sense, dismissed God. We live in a society that is scientific, that's looking for solutions to things through the scientific method, through human wisdom, human knowledge. And that is not bad that we go to human knowledge. But we also need to be open to something deeper. We need to be open to the Spirit of God. We need to be open to the way God touches hearts. We need to listen to His Word and let that Word profoundly move our lives. Jesus wants to heal all of us, much more on the spiritual level than on the physical level. He wants us to hear His Word. He wants that Word to touch us, to guide us, to give us wisdom, so that we know how to live our lives, so that we know what is important in life, so that we don't get caught up on the things that are temporary and passing, but we focus on the things that are eternal and permanent, the things that will give us life forever. That's where Jesus wants to touch us the most profoundly. We live in a time that often doubts if God can be heard, if God's Word can be known, if we can really know what God wants us to do. Jesus wants to heal that in us. He wants us to learn to open our hearts to Him, to listen in the silence of our lives so that we can know Him, we can hear Him, we can follow Him. I was struck by the first reading. It was a very positive reading. It spoke about a people that were oppressed and downtrodden, how hope was in their future. That hope is for each and every one of us. The hope of everlasting life. The hope that our lives are not meaningless. That our lives are not just a succession of events that finally end in death. But there is meaning and purpose and direction if we can open our hearts to hear God's Word. If we can know God's presence in our lives. The second reading, too. That second reading, it talks about reaching out, especially to the needy, and treating them with dignity and respect. Isn't that also a message for us? We who have hope, the hope of life through Christ Jesus our Savior, we are to go out to others, share the hope that is ours, so they too can know Christ Jesus. They too can know that their lives have meaning and purpose. They too can come one day to the fullness of life in the kingdom of God.